Meg was a pretty convincing win in the end for you guys, despite pretty early first innings challenge. What did you make of the win in the first innings?
Yeah, I thought we batted reasonably well without dominating. We obviously had a few 50s and weren't able to get the 100, which probably turns the 280 into sort of 320 odds. So something for us to look at next game. We do talk about scoring match-winning hundreds and innings and things like that. So it didn't work out today, but that's just the way it goes. So I think generally it was a pretty good performance. I thought our bowlers kept them pretty quiet, and we were able to take good wickets throughout. So that was a pretty pleasing aspect of the game.
Is there a part of the team that enjoys being challenged like that in the first innings?
Oh, I think it's always good to be challenged. I think it's good to see how people respond in those situations, and that's happened throughout this series. You know, Adipadu in the first T20 took it to us, and I thought the way we responded to that was really good. And I thought Sri Lanka bowled pretty well today. They kept it tight, and they were able to take wickets throughout as well, which was probably the reason that we fell a little bit short of what we would have liked. But you know, I think all in all, it was a pretty good performance.
Ashley Gardner gave away, I think, 9 runs or something like that. What do you make of that performance?
Yeah, I thought she bowled really well. She bowled really tight lines. There wasn't a lot of spin on offer for her, but that just meant she was able to target the stumps a little bit more and change her pace. So, to go for a 1 run and over for a 9 overs was a great effort, and missed those last 2 T20s, so it was nice to see her back in the team and bowling well.
Seen a few times that Sri Lankan bowlers try and run out of one strikers in. What have you guys done with that?
We've spoken about it, making sure we're staying in our crease and watching the ball out of the bowler's hand, so that's what we can control in the situation. So I didn't think any of our batters were intending to leave the crease early or anything like that, but it's something we've got to be aware of, I guess, and making sure we watch the ball out of the bowler's hand, and then we'll be all right.
Hasn't really looked like they've generally gone through and tried to affect the run out. What do you think they eventually got there?
Yeah, I'm not sure. She hasn't thrown it each time, so I'm not sure if it's something she's thinking about doing or it's just sort of a reflex action. I think initially in the first T20, it was more in response to someone going to paddle and things like that. So, it's part of the game. We haven't spoken a lot about it. We've spoken about what we can control and making sure we stay in our crease to the balls that go.
So, 15 consecutive ODI victory. What is it about this team that's so strong
in this format? Well, I think we've got a really good foundation. So we've obviously got those players who have played a lot of cricket together, and we've been able to bring some younger players in as well who play their role, and I think the fact that we've got such an even contribution from a number of different players, I think that we showed that today in our batting innings, that no one did get that big score, but we were able to still sort of tick along and get a competitive total, which was able to get us over the line in the end. So I think in the past, going back a couple of years, we probably relied on too few players, but I don't feel that at all now. I think when a couple of people at top of the order fail and don't get runs, there's people to come in and do that. So I feel very comfortable with the squad that we've got. We've got great depth, and it's nice to be able to show that.
A lot of the focus is obviously on the T20 World Cup, but do you still have the 2021 World Cup in your sights and in your plans? Is that something you guys speak about?
We haven't directly spoken about it, but we do talk about getting our game style right and the way we want to play the game, and it doesn't change too much from T20 to ODI cricket. You've obviously got a lot more time, but we still want to play really attackingly and take the bowlers on, especially from a batting perspective. So having that positive intent is something that we talk about a lot, so I think that translates to both ODI and T20 cricket. So I think our ODI form has been very strong over the last few years, and we feel pretty comfortable in that format, but we still want to keep pushing the boat out, I guess, and challenging ourselves to keep getting better. She's pushing very hard to play, and certainly see what happens in the second ODI. She's been training well and really putting her hand up, so she's the sort of player that will fit in really nicely into our team. She's good with the bat, bowling, and good in the field as well, so we'll just have to see what happens.